So as I mentioned from the beginning of the Mass today, today is the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. Usually I would say something about Mary, her stories, her virtues, and her role in the history of salvation on her feast day. But we are in the series of the homilies on the Ten Commandments. So let us remember Mary in our heart, and let us continue to discuss on the commandments. So my homily today is on the eighth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explains that the eighth commandment teaches us to love and respect God, who is the truth. And it also teaches us to value our reputation and the reputation of others by being careful with our words and our deeds. In paragraph 2464 of the Catechism, we find that the Old Testament attests that God is source of all truth. His word is truth, His law is truth. So, we are His children. We are created in His likeness and image. So we are called to make His truth known. Jesus is the truth, the one in whom the fullness of God's truth has been revealed. So, to follow Jesus is to live in the spirit of truth, for it is the truth that makes us free. Our ultimate model in this regard is Jesus Himself. He is the truth in person, and who, at His trial before Pilate, revealed that He came into this world to testify the truth. And in paragraph 2468 of the Catechism, we learn that the eighth commandment demands that we live the virtue of truthfulness in both words and actions, because truthfulness is the virtue which consists in showing oneself true in deeds and truthful in words, and in guarding against duplicity, dissimulation, and hypocrisy. The Catechism also speaks about honoring the truth, means respecting other people and their reputation. As Christians, we should fear and love God so that we do not tell lies about our neighbor, betray him, slander him, or hurt his reputation. But we defend for him, speak well of him, and explain everything about him in the kindest way. In here, not only him, but her too. So remember about that one. And as I mentioned earlier, God created us in His likeness and image, so He wants us to be truthful like Him. And His desire for us is that we are honest with each other, we speak well each other, and we say the truth about others, as we would want them to say to us. Sure, we don't want people talk in our back. We don't want people gossip about us. So do the same. Brothers and sisters, let us practice the 8th commandment by following Jesus' example with our words and our deeds, and to love others because we have been loved. Surely, God wants us to speak up for one another when they are not around. So let us honor God by being truthful in our words and deeds, and simply being kind to one another. And when we do this, we are honoring God by showing others we are living in His kindness and image. And one my final question today is, what kind of image are you reflecting in your life? Amen.